I feel very blessed by the fact that as I was growing up, I never heard a word of blasphemy, no cursing in my home. I never heard a vulgar word even. My parents were very good Christians and watched their lives very carefully, and I feel very blessed by that. I remember one time when I was very young, probably about 8 years old or 7 years old, and I had been up the street visiting one of my friends, and I heard one of the adults let loose with some curse words, some blasphemy. Well, I really didn't know what the words meant, really, and I came home and I blurted them out. And my mother, who never disciplined me, my dad always took care of that, she washed my mouth out with soap. I mean, she got me good. And I'm telling you what, if I close my eyes now, I can still feel that soap between my teeth and taste it. But I learned my lesson there. My family was also not in the habit of making an oath by God or by the Bible or by anything else. We just said yes and no. That was the way our speech was in our home. Listen to what Jesus said about that. It's found in Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 34th verse. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yes, yes, no, no. For whatsoever is more than these comes from evil. You see, Jesus taught us to be plain spoken. That when we say yes, it means yes. And people should trust us, and we should have integrity in our answer. And when we say no, our no means no. We don't have to swear by anything at all. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have taught us how to have integrity by your Spirit and by your grace. And I pray that all our words will be true, and everything we say to people will have the air of truth about it and no falsehood at all. Therefore, we can be believed and we can be confident when we answer yes or we answer no. In Jesus' name, amen.